Love you guys.
Okay, we are going to go ahead and roll into our race-winning press conference here.
Unconventional.
For the 12th annual Fred's 250 here at Talladega Super Speedway. And we are joined by our race winner, Parker Kligerman, who is the driver of the number 75 Food Country USA Lopez Wealth Management Toyota. We've got Joe Henderson.
Don.
Don Henderson and crew chief Chris Carrier. Gentlemen, congratulations.
Thank you.
Parker, this is your second win here at Talladega Super Speedway and a wild one out here today. Please walk us through those final few laps.
Yeah, it's just a heck of a show, and hopefully the fans enjoyed it. But, you know, the thing was, it's just the way the draft is working and some of the maybe the changes that were made. I'm not putting them down, but it made the trucks really loose that you could move guys out of the way yourself. And so that caused, I think, a lot of the passing you saw. And every move I made was just one of those one in a million chances that was going to work out, and it did. And I think that's how you have to win some of these races when they get crazy like that. It just has to fall your way. But we did that. But, you know, it starts with having a fast truck, right? So here goes the NASCAR driver rap sheet, right? Chris Carrier making a very fast truck, having a great owner like Don Henderson, Charles Henderson, and the Henderson family and Food Country USA on here. It's an honor to be racing this team because they're one of the oldest teams in NASCAR. But to win with them is just unbelievable.
Chris, could you please walk us through how nervous you were there during that overtime?
Actually, I was unconscious. But no.
Sounds right. I thought you were unconscious the whole time.
Well, it could have been part of it. But, you know, I just somewhere in there when about the time that he went by, I believe it was Grant Infinger, and had to go basically on the apron. I knew I saw it on the big screen TV coming, and I said, he's not backing off. I know this kid better than that, and he made it. And I said, okay, something down deep told me, I said, we're going to win this race. I just know this is our day. And they're on the back stretch the last lap when we got the push on the outside, and then the guys on the inside got to racing each other side by side. I said, okay, pow. This is it. So I'm, first of all, very, very thankful, you know, obviously. This guy next to me is, he's the real deal, I'm telling you. I've known him 8 or 9 years now. Had the pleasure of knowing him when kind of started stock car racing. We had some time together, and I've known for the last 4 or 5 years. I said, there's a guy out there that is needs an opportunity to win races. And I'm just very thankful for this time, this today, this opportunity to be a part of giving him that chance, and he capitalized on it. We've been close a few times this year, but we are a team building in process. The Henderson family and people that support us, and they know who they are, do a great job giving us the tools to do what we love to do, and just super.
Don, were you as confident as your crew chief heading into that overtime?
Well, it's kind of like when Chris first came back 2 years ago. Chris was with our organization 20 years ago. And when he came back 2 years ago, me and him told each other that we knew we could get this done when nobody else believed in us. And we just kept pushing, making decisions. I mean, my phone will ring and it'll be Chris. And he'll say, we got to do this, we got to do that. And I thought, how are we going to do this? And somehow we always end up doing what we need to do to try to get here and get to this point. I'm so proud of our organization. My sister Debbie's in here too. Proud of her, proud of my dad. My dad's been in NASCAR for since 1970s. Mm-hmm. And this is just a great day for our organization, great day for our company. We're just so proud of it, and hopefully we can really move forward with it.
It's a big day for the small teams. You know, mm-hmm. That's definitely, I think it's something that's a discussion in this series, especially, you know, smaller teams being able to succeed. And we're a great example of if you focus on the right things and have the right people, even a small team can win at this level.
Okay. Let's open the floor up for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll start with Jeff and then go to Chris.
Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com, Parker. During the race, you were a big discussion point well before you won.
Oh, dear. Good or bad?
Well, a lot of the drivers were telling their spotters they were quite uncomfortable with you pushing them. They were saying, get this guy off me, you know, and it seemed like you were really spooking some of them. So were they justified? Were you being, like, over-aggressive? Or is it your experience that they don't have in pushing that was making them uncomfortable?
You know, I don't want to put anyone down. There's some incredibly talented drivers out there. I just think we kind of forgot how to tandem a little bit, you know, and we're not allowed to tandem, but if you watch Joe Logano in the Xfinity car the last couple of years, he does that tap, tap, tap thing. And so going in the race, I was thinking if we can make that happen, if the package allows it, then we got to do that. And so the best time to do that is in those first two stages because you have a predetermined caution coming, right? So why not try some things out and see if it works? And so I know there was a couple that got upset or whatever, and I was like, whatever, you know, I thought we were here to race, but I guess I was wrong. But, you know, I think the thing was I found out later in the race, yeah, maybe you could get a little loose. So I had that happen a couple times being pushed because I think that the new package that we had in the rear just allowed the air to get a little disturbed. But, I mean, I didn't spin anyone out. So, you know, I think it worked. And we passed a lot of trucks, and we got ourselves the front a couple times. And when it came down to it, all of them were doing the same thing. So I don't know, you know, I don't see any harm or foul.
Can I add to that?
You bet.
Go ahead. The floor is yours.
I've been a crew chief 40-some years. Most of those guys are complaining or guys that want to be Sunday drivers. You better grow up.
Because I like what he said.
If you want to cut the grass, you better not mind grass in your shoes. And that's part of it. Like it or not, grow up.
Chris?
Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Parker, I want to circle back to a year ago here last October. You had a truck good enough to win, and guys had a mechanical failure, missed the show. Same thing happened at Daytona. I had a truck good enough to win and missed the show there. How much were you racing today to prove that this team could bounce back from obstacles and win it?
Yeah, and the funny thing is the same truck. So I didn't even think about that. We started here not even qualifying. And that's how this all started, and then here we are in Victory Lane a year later. So that's pretty cool. Comes full circle. But, I think in this type of racing, I have so much trust in Chris throughout this whole year. You know, when I come to the racetrack racing and not doing the other job, it's vacation for me. And half of that is because I have such faith in what he's doing, what the Hendersons are doing, that I don't even think about it. I don't worry about anything. I know when we show up, we are going to have a very competitive truck that can win races. Everything that can be done is going to be done. And then it's just up to me to perform in the truck. And that's a great way to go to the racetrack. So I'm not surprised that, you know, when we got in the race, we were super fast and able to push and make moves. And the truck was really comfortable because I just know that's the type of trucks that Chris Carrier builds and these guys put behind me.
We'll go next to Kenny. And then to Mike, and then to Dustin, and then to Tucker.
Kenny Bruce with NASCAR.com. Chris, you guys kind of touched on this a little bit, but when did you first go to work for Charlie? And how are you guys able to be as competitive as you are with the small team and the resources that you have?
Well, to answer your question, the first time I ever went to work for Charlie, actually helped him, was like 1976. Run a late model sportsman, a good friend of mine named Larry Utzman drove his late model car at local racetracks, Kingsport, Lonesome Pine, so on and so forth. And basically that's where that journey started. I was a teenager, young teenager, and I worked for him about three different times, full times down through the years. And when I moved back to the Abington, Bristol area, which is my hometown, I went back, this was 3 years ago, I believe, right about this time, 3 years ago. And they had just kind of started running trucks. They were running what was called the Pro Cup Series, which is a non-NASCAR late model series mostly. But they were starting to run trucks and just kind of dabbling in it a little bit. And then it was like, okay, we're doing this full time, which, of course, was right up my alley. And we talked about a lot of stuff. And I said, this is where I want to go. And the biggest thing I think I can add to them, and I told them this to start with, is like, I know what you're running against, okay? I've been with enough truck teams and enough competitive stuff. I know what we're up against, so now we can try to get in the mainstream of everything. And they said, we'll do what we can. We'll prioritize, and we may have to live without some stuff, which we do, and that's fine. But we started this, and we bought some equipment, and we got on a good engine program. Today's engine was a Mark Conquest engine, a Toyota, and they're the greatest people I've ever worked with, to be quite honest with you. So we just kind of a little bit, our commitment's been to a linear line going upwards. I said, let's don't try to hit grand slams, because most time you strike out. Let's just get base hits and keep going upward. And we've done a lot of things, and the Henderson family and other people that help support this team have committed to us and have poured a lot of money, funds, resources out of their own pockets to helping us get to this point. And I'll be honest with you, we're not done yet. This is a great day for us. We're very fortunate to be here. But our team is going to get stronger. We have a lot of ground still to cover. So it's very gratifying to me just to look around at all the other guys, all the other people that's a part of this. Some of them, I'll be honest with you, some of them donate a lot of hours to make this happen. They do it because they love it and they want to have satisfaction, and to see the smiles on their face and the joy and knowing they're gratified and knowing they can go home and, you know, stick their chest out a little bit and talk about this for years. That's the thing for me. That's what makes it a plus for me. I'm too old for the work, but I mean it's very satisfying right now to see that.
Let's go next to Mike, then to Dustin, then to Tucker.
Mike Kimber, USA Today. Parker, how has doing so much TV work changed your perspective as a driver, or has it?
Yeah, it definitely has. I mean, I think, you know, as I said, rewind 5 years ago, I think we won this race, my first win. And, you know, at that time it was like, all right, what's the next move? How do we get to Cup? How do you get, you know, how am I going to be next Cup champion, all that stuff? And now when I show up to the racetrack, it's a vacation. Like, I come here relaxed. It's for fun. It's to come with these guys and try to win a race. And it's some of the most fun I've ever had. And I said that before the race on the radio. I said, this is one of the most fun years I've had racing, because it's just when we show up, we know everything's right. Everyone's moving in the same direction. Everyone's, you know, pushing really hard. And for me, there's nothing to lose. Like, it's win or wreck, you know. Well, hopefully we don't wreck, right? But, you know, we're just here to win races. And that's a really fun thing to do. And I think we're really fortunate, because I think if you were to pull a lot of guys in this sport, they would love to be in this position. So, you know, I'm just very fortunate. And the TV thing, you know, being that it's a job, allows me to have a day job and then have a weekend job. So I enjoy it. I have a lot of fun. And hopefully, you know, a win like this just gives me more credibility, you know, to be doing that and be adding my perspective. And hopefully the fans are receptive to it. And, I get a lot of fans that come up and want to talk about that and everything. And that's really cool. So I think, you know, just – all the more, you know, guys like Regan Smith, he's doing the same thing. And the more we can have that of guys that are going the extra mile to try and push the sport and try to bring new eyes and new perspectives to it, it's only going to help it.
Dustin?
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Parker, you mentioned of all the million and one moves that happened at the end. When you go back and watch this race or the end of the race, what do you want to see that – you aren't quite sure about from the driver's cockpit?
So that's a great question. I have no idea, because everything is just a blur. You know, like, there's a couple blocking moves I made that I think the 21, the 24 were coming the outside lane, and I went up and somehow I separated their pack. It may have looked really cool and intentional, but it by no means was. It was just completely lucky. And then I got it. The four came up, I think, and pushed me, and it was just like every move worked perfectly. And I just, you know, when I go back and look at it, I'll look at those moves that some of the hardest to make are when you are in the bottom, you're running in the top five, you don't really have a partner, and you're trying to stop or block that top lane or get the momentum of that top lane coming. And it's something that all I think about with these super speed races is literally the last three laps and what I'm going to see out of my right rear of my truck, because that's what the move is that you'll make 90% of the time to win these races is that move. And I don't even know if I made it right, so I'll go back and look. But it worked out, supposedly.
And talk about the move going into turn two when you were down in the
air. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that physics would say that shouldn't have happened, or you should have wrecked.
Yeah, well, apparently physics is wrong. So it worked. It felt fine. So it looked good to you?
I was unconscious.
He wasn't looking.
Biggest thing I was making sure was that the 98 did shove me down, but he did. He basically came when I was there, and so it was legal. And then I just never lifted and just thought, well, you know, this is the apron. I've seen guys try to – what was it, Kyle Busch a couple years ago try to qualify on the apron here. So it's – you know, it can be done. And then my biggest thing was just trying to join into the pack that I could get a bump to get back up to speed, and it worked. That was cool. Maybe I didn't put in the high right rule, right?
Go next to Tucker.
Tucker, raise your hand, buddy. Thank you.
Tucker White, SpeedwayMedia.com. Parker, at the start of the before the start of the season, at the Henderson Motorsports Shops up in Abingdon, I asked you why you would why even take a part-time job racing when you were doing a TV gig, and your response was, why the hell not? And
sounds like
now that you've won, this race, does that validate your response to that question?
It was validated before this. You know, it was validated just having fun and racing and being able to get perspective of being on the racetrack still and stay current. But, you know, and trying to run up front with Chris Carrier and Don Henderson and become friends with all these people at Henderson Motorsports and Food Country USA. And you know, winning is the ultimate goal. But by no means, you know, when you look back at this whole season, when we finished a race, we haven't finished outside the top 10.
We talked about that
earlier. Yeah, we just talked about that earlier. So we've done this whole team has done an incredible job. It's been awesome to be part of. And it's just fun. You know, there's no ulterior motive. There's no grand plan. There's no, as I said, 5 years ago when I walked in here, it was like, okay, I'm going to Cup. Sweet. I'm going to be the next Jimmy Johnson. And then, you know, no, there's none of that. It's just we just want to win for us and have some fun.
Go to your back left to Zach.
Zach Tan's already fun stretch. Similar to your 2012 win, you went out to the fun stretch grass and you stick the checkered flag in the dirt. Is that kind of a... something that you're going to be doing for every win, or is that something that kind of just came to heart at the end?
Yeah, I got to win again to do it. So I've been talking about that for 5 years to do it again, right?
He has. Yeah.
So that was something I came up with many years ago, probably years before I even won that race in 2012, and then just been looking to do it again. And all the fans knew it was coming because they were all telling me to go do it. So that was cool that they remembered it.
I don't know what we're going to do when we win at Bristol because there's no grass.
No, you can go in the – I've already thought about it. You can go in the Safer Bear.
Safer Bear.
But just don't charge me for those. They look expensive.
We'll send you an invoice.
Yeah.
Chris?
ChrisKnightKidsFriends.com again. Mr. Henderson, you guys have been a longtime staple in the sport for decades and decades. Do you ever see the potential for the organization to go back to full-time maybe with Parker or even some stuff that you've had working with Caleb Holman in the past?
Yeah, I think it's a possibility. You know, we'd have to build to that. You know, add personnel. But, you know, the biggest thing about us is, you know, me and Chris talked about this when we first got back together, is we believe in our organization. We, you know, sometimes I think people look at us, small team, you know, the small team thing, you know, we are small, but we believed we could be here. Me and Chris have had this conversation. And, you know, do I see us going full time? You know, maybe down the road. We'd like to if everything could come together. You know, once again, we believed in ourselves, and that was the most important thing.
Well, the storyline of small team winning on NASCAR's biggest track is always good. Congratulations again, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck going forward.
Thank you all. Thanks for staying around.
Thank you.